before we're dismissed here from this service, this day. Amen. I've started to preach this one time for sure, maybe twice, and it's just never seemed to happen. So I'm going to share a few excerpts with us this morning. The title of this message is called Pathways. Pathways. And the opening scripture is found in Psalms 25, and beginning at verse number 8. And it's just, it's amazing to me. I guess it probably always has been and always will be. As you read God's Word, how much it speaks to your everyday life. No matter where you read, I mean, even if you start reading in the genealogies, say it right, it still speaks to you. Talks to you about how God had His hand on people all through their generations. See, it just talks everywhere you go. And I was just pondering here this morning how tremendous preaching we have already heard this morning in the songs of Zion. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. By love divine. What is that? That's why we call it that King James Version songbook. Because it's just taking the scriptures and bringing it to music and song. Hallelujah. And that's the wonderful part of singing and worship. What are we doing? We're testifying of the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. And it's just, you know, that's what they were doing on the day of Pentecost. They were magnifying the Lord. What were they doing? They was probably sharing scriptures. They were probably singing scriptures. They were probably shouting scriptures. The Word of God that was so real to them. Psalms 25, verse number 8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way. The meek will He guide in judgment. The meek will He teach His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. For Thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Praise the Lord. I want to be among that number. How about you? The man that feareth the Lord. Amen. Feareth. What does that mean? What does it mean, a man that feareth the Lord? Is that a state of being so petrified that you can't move, you can't speak, you can't do anything? Is that the type of fear that it's talking about? Or is it talking about a fear that is more like a reverence? And here's a scripture that I link to this word that feareth the Lord. And it's Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 6. And it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. The man that feareth the Lord is the man that acknowledges He is the Lord. And he wants the direction of the Lord. That's the man. That's the woman that feareth the Lord. That means we call Him Lord, Master. He's our God. He is the one that leads. He is the one that guides. He is the one that has the final say. That's the man that fears the Lord. Now, if we are prone to do it our way and then come back and ask forgiveness, that's not a man that feareth the Lord. That's a man that is set to do his own will. And then wakes up and realizes, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And so then we've got to grow to a place where we fear the Lord on a constant basis. On a constant basis. Hallelujah. That word ease. His soul shall dwell at ease. In other words, the man that feareth the Lord, him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Talking about God showing that man the right pathway. Put that back up there, Brother Lucas, that title. I like what Brother Lucas did. You know, U-turn, you got a left, you got a right. Which path are you going to choose? Which path are you going to choose? Because there are many pathways. And of course, to that one that feareth the Lord, he shall dwell at ease. That word ease means beautiful, best, better, bountiful, cheerful. To be in favor, to be glad, to be of good cheer. To have grace, to be joyful, kindness, loving, merry, pleasant, most pleasurable, most precious, most prosperity, ready, sweet, wealth, well-favored. Wow. That's a promise, isn't it? That's an awesome promise of a holy God. He that feareth the Lord, the one that acknowledges him and lets him direct his path, is the one that is going to find pleasure, prosperity, is going to find welfare, is going to be well favored, kindness will be there, cheerfulness, bounty. Praise God. You know, we can't go wrong fearing God. We can't go wrong following him. Does that mean we can't go wrong? let me read on. Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. Once again, the man that feareth the Lord is the man who realizes the Lord's ways are higher than my ways. That means his call is a call up. His call is a call to a higher level of living. Remember, the Bible tells us that Jesus come that we might have life and abundant life. That's a higher level of living. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about riches here. I'm not talking about wealth. I'm not talking about luxury. I'm talking about holiness. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a higher standard of living. I'm talking about a righteous standard of living and an integrity of heart and integrity of mind. Praise God. So that way God is honored whether anybody sees it or not. Because he always sees it. Hallelujah. But then when men see your good works, what are they going to do? Glorify God in heaven. What does that mean? That means they're going to acknowledge there's a God. Hallelujah. How many people have you encountered and said, I really don't believe in God? But if they watch you long enough, there should be something rise up in them. They begin to believe there is a God because he's doing something in our lives. Hallelujah. He's changing our lives. See, so there's many ways, but we find here that God's ways are never man's ways. There's always a right way. Praise God. For whatever question you may have, there's always a right answer. There's always a right way. I realize mankind makes things complex sometimes, but most of the time the answer's always there. It's just whether that's the answer we desire. And so there's always a right way. But why? Because God's ways are higher than our ways. Now, Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And Proverbs 14:14 says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself." Amen. Now, that good man is that man that feareth the Lord, who acknowledges the Lord in all of his ways and lets him direct his paths. But the backslider in heart is filled with... You notice it doesn't say the devil's ways. Didn't even say evil ways. You can be doing... Hang on here. You can be doing good and still be doing it your own way. Catch that one. Because I know people that do good, but they're still doing it their own way. And God's calling us to His way. And His way is higher than our way. And His way always brings glory to Him. Praise God. So we see there are different pathways, and I'm not going through a whole bunch of them here this morning, but yet there is the reality. Matthew 7:13, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You realize, as much as I realize, that the gospel call goes out to all. But few there be that find it. Why? Because there's so many other voices out there that are leading them to the wrong pathways. There's only one way to the pearly gate. It's the road called straight. It's the narrow way. In other words, it's only one way. And that way is Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." Everything is through Jesus Christ. And through surrender to Jesus Christ, following Jesus Christ, imitating Jesus Christ, being a servant of Jesus Christ. See, that's why it's a narrow way. That's why it's a straight gate. Because it's not easy to walk there. But it's powerful to walk there. And it's a walk that requires total commitment, or you'll not walk there. You see, the wide gate, the broad way, it leads to destruction. Why? Because it is man's way. It is man's idea of what he can do and still go to heaven. Woo. See, God's ways are not man's ways. We've just read that. Hallelujah. And then Jesus reaffirms that here in Matthew chapter 17. And so the reality is there's really only one way we need to be pursuing. And that is the way of Jesus Christ. Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalm. Tremendous. Probably one of the most memorized, quoted scriptures, used scriptures. "The Lord is my shepherd." Probably one of the most misunderstood scriptures. I'd probably throw that in there too. "The Lord is my shepherd." We could stop right there and we could minister from Genesis to Revelation for 3 or 4 days. The Lord is my shepherd. That means He's the leader. He's the one I follow. The Lord is my shepherd. A lot of people read this, "The Lord is my shepherd," and they think it's kind of a cute thing that I have a shepherd, but they don't understand. That means His rod and His staff, they will comfort me. And the only comfort for the child of God is when God's holiness and righteousness is revealed unto us. That's what brings comfort to the new creature, the new man. The old man hates it, but the new man, that's comfort, that's strength, that's peace, that's power. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's also speaking of protection. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That is such an awesome, awesome statement. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Here I am. I have an adversary. And God just prepares a table like he did this morning. Again. Right in front of the adversary. Hallelujah. Glory. To let the adversary know, these are mine. These are mine. Woo, praise God. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That's what was going on here this morning. Hallelujah. That anointing of the Holy Ghost. That overflowing joy. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit of God. Running forward out of our lives. Or running over out of our lives. Until we run. Or until we clap. Till we lift our voice. Till we allow the Spirit of God to give us them tongues to speak and worship God in. What is it? That's our cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the psalm of the man that feareth the Lord. Hallelujah. And acknowledges him in all of his ways, that he may direct our paths. Psalms 119:35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Wow. That's an awesome statement. You got an enemy. We've already stated that. You got an enemy. The Lord, lead me in a plain path right in front of him. Right in front of him, Lord, lead me in the plain path, in the path of the Lord. When the temptations come, Lord, lead me in the plain path. Hallelujah. What's the plain path? God's way. Hallelujah. God's way. Lead me in God's way, the pathway of righteousness, right in front of my enemy. Woo, praise be to our God. How much more power is that than when the enemy comes tempting and we put him in his place? Not today, devil. I'm walking in the plain path. Can you not see that? Praise God. I mean, if you're going to talk to the devil, go ahead and tell him about what you're doing right for God. Hallelujah. Don't listen to him. You tell him what he's going to do and what he's not going to do, because you have that authority through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You and I have great things in the King. Praise God. I'm bringing her to a close here. Famous song out of the hymnal, The Old Crossroad. There are many paths through the world of sin, but there's only one I shall travel in. 'Tis the old crossroad and the way called straight. There's just one way to the pearly gate. There are some who sneer at the old crossroad, at the pearly gate and the soul's abode. Yet I mind them not, but with happy song and assurance sweet, still I press along. Others risk their souls on some new-made way, thinking they will come to the gate someday. Oh, may they find out, ere their lives are done, that the old crossroad is the only one. There's just one way to the pearly gate, to the crown of life and the friends who wait. 'Tis the old crossroad and the way called straight. There's just one way to the pearly gate. A.W. Tozer wrote this. It says, after the exchange of sin for righteousness is that of wrath for acceptance, then comes the exchange of death for life. Christ died for dead men that they might rise to be living men. Paul's happy if somewhat involved testimony makes it clear in Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. This is mysterious, but not incredible. It is one more example of how the ways of God and the ways of man diverge. Man is a born cobbler, or a Mr. Fix-It. We could put that there. Man always likes to add his finesse or his touch to something. So that's what that word cobbler means. Not blueberry, not strawberry, not dessert. Somebody who likes to put their hand to something. When he wants a thing to be better, he goes to work to improve it. He improves cattle by careful breeding, cars and planes by streamlining. He improves health by diet, vitamins, surgery, plants by grafting, people by education. But God will have none of this cobbling. He makes a man better by making him a new man. He imparts a higher order of life and sets it to work to destroy the old. The Christian exchanges weakness for strength. I suppose it is not improper to say that God makes his people strong, but we must understand this to mean that they become strong in exact proportion to their weaknesses. The weaknesses being their own and the strengths being God's. When I am weak, then I am strong. This is the way Paul said it. And in so saying, he set the pattern for every Christian. There's just one way. Hallelujah. There's many pathways, but there's just one way. And that way is the way of surrender. That way is the way of submission. That way is that man that feareth the Lord and allows the Lord to direct his paths. Hallelujah. We read that, we rejoice about that, but that has to go into action come Monday morning when it's time to go about our daily living. And what we do that day, we want it to be directed by the Lord. How's that going to happen? Well, the Bible puts it like this. Whatever you lay your hand to, do it as unto the Lord. If you're moving dirt, do it as unto the Lord. If you're moving concrete and loading it on a trailer, do it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I have found myself making it through some very hard tasks when I take my mind frame as doing it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of times those tasks are not joyful. They're needful. Sometimes those tasks, there's no pleasure in them at all. There's no fun in them at all. They're just what needs to be done. And then you do it as unto the Lord, and then it turns it into joy. Praise God, because you're doing it for the King. Woo-hoo. Praise God. You're doing it for the King. That's a good attitude. You're doing it for the King. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You're doing it for the King. Are you complaining for the King? wait a minute here. No, we're rejoicing night and day. Praise our God. Pathways. Pathways. I hope this helps someone. It has helped me. It's encouraged my heart. It's encouraged my soul. And we've got something that we want to share here this morning.